Just Another Case by Richard Dixon, with Lisa Roe Beddow as the girl, John Rye as the defense counsel, Eric Allen as the prosecution counsel, and John Moffat as the judge. Just Another Case.
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it.
I didn't.
It's all right.
Well, I had to say it. He thinks I did.
Me? I'm just the prosecutor. Whether you did it or not is a matter of supreme indifference to me. It's just that somebody says you did.
You see?
I didn't say I believed them. I just present the evidence.
And what about him?
Who? The judge?
Does he believe me?
I haven't yet made up my mind. But there's no smoke without fire, is there?
You see?
I promise you one thing. To give you the benefit of any doubt I have.
So you haven't anything to worry about. Anyway, you've got me.
And what are you going to do?
Defend you.
You believe me?
Well, not exactly.
What?
I neither believe nor disbelieve you.
Great.
Accept. Yes, that's the word. Anything you tell me, I'll accept.
What, anything?
Well, not anything. I mean, if you tell me something which can't be right...
Then you won't accept it.
No, I'll accept it. But I'll have to explain to you that other people might not accept it. Like him over there, and him up there. And the jury. They're the most important. All those people out there.
And that's why you're here. To accept what I say, and tell me when other people won't accept it.
Well, that's part of it. Now, I'm also your mouthpiece.
Oh.
I'm here to put forward your case. I'm your spokesperson, your counsel.
Thank you.
Well, don't thank me. The state pays me to do it.
That's very nice.
And they pay him, the prosecutor, and him up there. And you pay the state to pay us. That's if you pay taxes.
Or are you sponging off the state like everybody else?
Certainly not. I'm a mother and I'm looking after my baby.
And the father, is he sponging off the state?
I've no idea. Never see him. Might be dead for all I know.
So who's going to look after the baby if you go to prison?
I told you I'm not guilty.
It's not the first time, you naughty girl.
What do you mean?
You've done it before, haven't you?
There you are. You're assuming I've done it this time as well.
She's got a point there. You are assuming.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm just saying she's got a previous conviction for the same thing, that's all.
You did suggest it was the second time.
Okay, I might have done. I'm just putting what the witnesses are going to say. It's the jury out there to decide. You're not the only mouthpiece around here.
You another one?
For the other side.
Who, the police?
Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, she told you to come here, did she?
Well, actually, she knows nothing about this case. But if she did know, she would have told me to be here.
And she's told me to come here to judge the case.
So it's all up to you.
And them out there. After they've heard everything and given you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that sounds fair enough. So what do we do?
Well, first of all, you have to tell me what happened.
Well, that's easy. Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Nothing happened. I did nothing, so there's nothing to say.
Well, you've got to tell me a bit more than that.
Well, like what?
Like what you were doing when the offence was committed.
Well, nothing, probably.
Nothing?
Well, sitting at home with the baby doing nothing. Or at least nothing in particular.
Fine. That's all I have to know.
That's not what you told the police officer.
Well, he took me by surprise, didn't he? And it was late, after midnight. I was just going off to bed.
I have to tell you that you don't have to say anything unless you wish to do so, but anything you do say may be taken down and used in evidence, understand? What the hell are you doing living in a squalid dump like this?
It's all right.
All this stuff lying over the floor, it's a tip.
At least I've got a place to live in. I've got electricity, everything works.
And what about furniture?
I manage.
Where do you sit?
There in the corner, on the cushion. Want to sit down?
No, thank you. Where do you sleep?
I've got a mattress in the other room for me and the baby. Look, it's after midnight.
And what do you do for money? Social security, I suppose.
Nah, can't face the hassle.
So, what do you live on?
I manage. There's food around if you look for it.
Food doesn't grow on trees.
That's what you think.
But you can't live without money.
I said I manage.
How?
Sell things. I've got the animals, sell a few eggs.
How much have you got now?
Dunno. Fiver, probably.
I suppose you know Mrs. Fitzgerald.
Yeah, lives down the road.
But you know someone stole money from her?
No.
It was on a mantelpiece, £200.
When?
I thought you might know that.
Why me?
You took it, didn't you?
Is that what she told you?
Well, it can't be anybody else. You went to see her, she turned her back for a few minutes, and later on she finds it gone.
I never stole no money.
I've got evidence.
You can't have.
All right, then. When was the last time you went to her house?
I often go there. I give her eggs and she gives me bread and cakes. When am I supposed to have taken it?
Last month.
When last month?
You tell me.
I didn't take it. Why does she have to say it's me?
Because you're the only one.
What about everybody else who goes there? She doesn't live alone, does she?
Well, no one in the house is going to steal it, are they? They'd be prime suspects. Anyway, they've made statements to say they didn't steal it.
And you believe them?
Yes, of course. Why shouldn't I?
Look, I didn't do it, and that's the end of it.
You've done this sort of thing before, haven't you?
Haven't?
Oh, come on. You don't need to lie about that as well. Why do you want to make life difficult for yourself? I'm talking about theft, shoplifting. Don't you remember?
Oh, that. I thought you meant stealing from her.
They're both thefts, aren't they? Look, I'm trying to help you.
I've never stolen from Mrs. Fitzgerald, honest.
Well, I suppose we'd better get this down on paper then.
Got a tea tray if you want to write.
No, I need a proper table and proper forms. Anyway, I've got to arrest you, haven't I?
Why?
Because I've got a reasonable suspicion.
What suspicion?
You've got £5, I won't explain where it came from.
I told you.
Need a lot of eggs to make £5. How many chickens you got?
Six.
Well then. Come on, I don't believe you and that's the end of it.
What about the baby?
Well, we can't leave it here. Haven't you got a neighbour?
Mrs. Fitzgerald. She babysits for me.
She's the victim. Nobody else?
No.
We'll have to bring it with us then.
What, now?
Well, of course.
It's late. I want to go to bed.
There are perfectly good beds at the police station. Better than here by the look of things.
I've got to feed the animals in the morning. Can't I come in tomorrow?
I'm working nights. Why do you think I'm here now?
What about a lawyer? I want a lawyer.
What? 1 o'clock in the morning? Be reasonable.
I know my rights.
Yeah, of course. You're an old hand, aren't you? Okay then, who do you want?
Anyone. The bloke who represented me last time. Only I can't remember his name.
Me, perchance?
Yes, you'll do.
My hours of business are 9 o'clock in the anti-meridian to 6 o'clock in the post-meridian.
So, we'll just have to wait. Are you sure you still want a lawyer?
Of course I do.
That means I can't interview you. Not until he arrives.
I see.
By which time my shift will be over. I'll have to get someone else, another officer. He'll do it when he arrives in the morning.
I want you to do it.
You have a sleep in that nice, comfortable cell. Somebody will come and see you in the morning.
Don't have any nappies, do you?
Oh, this is a police station, madam, not a pharmacy.
I need some nappies.
I'm sure that someone can go out and buy some for you. In the morning.
I can't wait that long. She needs to be changed. Look, I've got to be going. I've got animals to look after.
You should have thought about that before you stole the money.
I didn't steal it, right?
I'll tell you what. Let's get it over and done with. We don't need a solicitor. It's straightforward enough.
It is. That's what I told you.
Well, then, let's get it over and done with now.
Great.
Just sign here.
What's that?
The custody record. It's to show that you don't want a solicitor.
Not if you can't be here until morning.
Good. All that's left now is the statement.
Right. What do I have to say?
Oh, the truth, of course.
Fine, I can just say that I didn't do it.
Oh, don't spoil it. I said the truth.
That is the truth.
Otherwise, we'll have to go through the whole thing. I'll have to interview you, rig up the tape recorder. And I don't know what we'd do with this one. You couldn't have it bawling in the background.
I see.
We'd have to get out all the evidence and statements, and I'd have to put lots of questions to you. I thought you wanted to get home.
I do.
Well, then.
So what do I put? That I did it?
Oh, a bit more than that. Fill it out a bit.
But if I say I did it, what then?
You can go home.
And that'd be the end of it?
Well, we'd sort out the rest later. We'd have to sift the evidence.
But there is no evidence.
So there's nothing to worry about.
In that case...
Shall we start?
I took Mrs. Fitzgerald's purse. Is that what I have to say?
When she wasn't looking, I suppose.
It would have to be, otherwise she'd have seen.
Would it help if I did the writing?
Oh, yes, please. I'm not much good at writing. I can write my name.
Okay, then. Took cash from Mrs. Fitzgerald's purse. Wasn't looking. Last month, yes?
Well, you tell me.
Last month. How much was inside?
You said 200 quid.
There was £200 inside, and you say you have £5 now.
Yeah.
I have only £5 left. Good. Short, sharp, and to the point. Now, you sign here. Excellent.
I can go now.
Just one thing. We've got to charge you.
What with?
Oh, theft, of course.
But I told you I didn't steal nothing.
But you just admitted it.
That's not fair. You know I've got to get home.
Well, I've got to charge you now, haven't I? We can sort the rest out later.
All right, then.
And I'll put a good word in for you when it gets to court.
Court?
Oh, yeah, didn't I say? But anyway, I wouldn't worry about that. It's late and we're all tired. So, Alice Beatrice Christina Daphne Erdingley. What a name. You are charged with theft for that on a day unknown in February. You stole £200 cash belonging to Margaret Fitzgerald. Do you wish to say anything? You don't have to do so, but anything you do say will be taken down and may be given in evidence.
What's that?
No reply. Good, that's that. Now we can all go home. Oh, that nappy smells. And all you have to do is to come to court and I'll put in a good word for you. You know, cooperative, looking after a 5-month baby single-handed. That'll give you a conditional discharge and that'll be it, really.
What about my suspended sentence?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
I've stopped drinking now. Honest, I have. I haven't touched a drop since.
What was it? Theft of drink?
Whiskey from the co-op. I was drunk, don't remember a thing about it.
Well, no use crying over spilt milk, is there?
I suppose not. Oh, dear.
Time to get some sleep, eh?
I'm here.
Ah, morning, sir.
9 o'clock.
What?
Lovely morning.
Gosh, is that the time?
Kept my word. Always rely on our solicitor. So, ready when you are.
Oh, we've finished. I was going home, actually.
Can't do that. She's got a right to a solicitor.
Yes, well, here's the custody record. I don't wish to have a solicitor. And she signed it.
Oh, thank you very much.
I should have been in bed hours ago. Oh, you might like to have a look at this. I'll see you in court.
I took Mrs. Fitzgerald's purse when she wasn't looking. It happened last month. There was £200 inside. Now I only have £5 left. I'm sorry for what I've done.
I never said I'm sorry for what I've done. He's made that up.
What about the rest?
Well, that's what he told me to say so I could get home.
You'll have to do better than that.
You don't believe me.
Belief is a matter of supreme irrelevance to me. It's just that somebody will want to know how you could sign this admission of guilt if you're innocent.
Court rise! What's her name?
I'm Alice.
No, your full name.
Just call me Alice, otherwise it's a bit of a mouthful.
It's Erdingley, my lord.
Now, what I'd like you to explain, Miss Erdingley... Oh, you're not married, are you?
No.
Now, the prosecutor, that's the man over there, Mr. Longfellow, has produced this document.
Oh, yes.
Do you recognise it?
Yes.
Now, you've told us you're not guilty, and yet you've written a thing like that?
The police officer wrote it.
But you signed it?
Oh, yes.
And is it true?
I didn't steal the money.
Then how could you possibly write down here that you did? You can't go around admitting things willy-nilly if you didn't do them. What would the world come to?
If I may address your lordship on my client's behalf...
No, Mr. Burgett, you may not. It's your client I want to hear from. Now, this is just an informal chat before the case proper starts, so I can see what it's all about. You understand?
Yes.
Well?
I wanted to go home.
Oh, dear, dear, do try to help me if you can. I'm trying to help you.
Thank you.
My lord. Thank you, my lord.
My lord.
Well?
You see, I had this baby.
Yes?
With me in the station. It was crying and its nappy needed changing, my lord.
Oh, dear.
And it was late and I wanted to go home.
And so you made this up?
Yes.
Admitted to something that you didn't do in order to get home.
Heard this before, haven't we?
Now, did you say something, Mr. Longfellow?
No, my lord. Just having a word with my learned friend, Mr. Bargett.
Mm. My lord, I hope you'll permit the intrusion if your lordship
please... Please wait, Mr. Bargett. So, young lady, you've signed this piece of paper which says you're guilty. Now, what do you want us to do about it?
Find me not guilty.
It's a bit late for that, isn't it?
Point of law, my lord.
Yes, Mr. Bargain.
The defence would seek to argue that the defendant shouldn't have been arrested with her daughter, that it amounted to arrest of the child as well as the mother, which was unlawful, and which invalidates the arrest of the mother, and if, which is not admitted, the arrest was lawful, then the statement was extracted by oppression. The presence of the daughter, who was crying and had soiled her napkin. Circumstances which made her want to admit to something that she hadn't done, so that she could get the baby home as soon as possible.
Very ingenious.
And that is my submission, my lord.
So, we have to have a trial, I suppose.
I'm afraid so, my lord.
Oh, well, it can't be helped. Adjourn for 10 minutes.
Silence in court! May I stand here?
Well, that's done it. You've ruined his day.
Sorry, Archer.
Not to mention mine.
Sorry.
All you had to do was get her to plead guilty. We'd have been paid exactly the same amount.
I did try.
Not hard enough. Now none of us can go to the races.
I could try again, I suppose.
That's the spirit.
The trouble is, she's on a suspended sentence.
Ooh, she should have thought of that before she did it, shouldn't she?
I must say, I'm very worried about your case.
Oh, dear, what's happened?
Not, of course, that I'm telling you to plead guilty.
What?
But you must decide upon your plea.
I have. Not guilty.
You see, I wasn't there when you're alleged to have committed this offence, nor was the judge, nor the prosecution.
I know, nor was I.
That is why you and you alone must decide whether you are guilty or not guilty.
Not guilty.
But if in your heart of hearts you know that you are guilty, then it's better to say so now, to admit it.
Why?
Because by admitting, you're saying sorry for what you've done.
But
I'm not suggesting you're guilty, you understand. All I'm saying is that it's better to admit your guilt if you are guilty, because the judge can take that into account and give you a lighter sentence.
So, if I plead guilty, the judge will give me a lighter sentence?
Yes.
And if I plead not guilty, he will give me a harder sentence?
No, no, no.
Well, what then?
He can't make the sentence harder because you choose to fight the case. But if you admit it, then that's a sign of remorse, and he can give you credit for that, which will be reflected in the sentence.
So if I plead guilty, the sentence will be lenient?
Might. It might be more lenient.
All right, if I plead guilty, the sentence might be more lenient. But if I fight it, then it won't be.
Correct. But you mustn't plead guilty just to get it out of the way.
But it's better for me to plead guilty.
Yes.
Even if I didn't do it?
No, no, no! That's what I've just said. If you didn't do it, then you must still plead not guilty.
Even if the sentence will be harder in the end?
Yes.
You don't believe me.
It doesn't matter whether I believe you or not. Oh, I've given up trying to decide if clients are guilty or not. I leave that to the jury.
But the only evidence against me is a statement.
Quite.
Well, then.
A written confession from the mouth of the suspect. Some might say that's the best evidence.
What are you saying?
I accept whatever you tell me. I'm just worried what the jury are going to make of it. Sometimes they acquit. Often they convict.
And they'll convict me?
All I'm saying is that you should think very carefully before deciding to plead not guilty.
Because if I plead guilty, I'll get a lighter sentence, and if I fight the case, the jury won't believe me.
Well, they may believe you, but I wouldn't put your chances very high.
I see. So all in all, my chances of getting off are low.
Yes.
And if I plead guilty, the sentence will be more lenient.
Maybe.
So I'm better off pleading guilty.
Well, that's entirely a matter for you.
Well, I think I'd better plead guilty then.
You're sure?
Yes. I'll plead guilty.
Well, I must say, I think you're very wise.
What about the sentence?
Well, that depends upon the judge, doesn't it?
Could I go to prison?
Oh, yes. You have a suspended sentence hanging over you.
Even if I plead guilty?
Oh, yes.
But you said the sentence would be lighter.
Maybe. I said it may be lighter.
Oh, come on, I can't go to prison. What about the baby? I can't plead guilty and then be sent to prison.
Look, I'll tell you what. I could try to find out.
How?
I can ask to see the judge. He may agree to give some indication.
Oh, could you? That'd be ever so kind.
I can't tell you what the sentence will be, but I can give you an indication.
Thanks ever so much.
Well?
Cracked it. At least I think so.
About time, too.
We've got to go and see the judge. I need an indication. Do you think he'll give one?
Bound to. Anything to get to the races.
Come in, boys. Come in.
Hello, Judge.
Morning, Judge.
Now, what can I do for you?
Judge, it's my request to see you.
Hmm?
Oh, thank you, by the way, for giving us that break to sort the case out.
No, that's all right, Bargate. And how are Chambers, Longfellow?
Very well, thank you, Judge.
Don't seem to get in to see them all as much as I'd like.
We have a Chambers dinner coming up soon. You'll be getting an invitation in the next week or so.
Excellent. So, what are the chances of getting to the races today?
Fairly good, I think. Judge, I'm wondering whether you might give an indication.
Oh, I should think so. It's not very serious, is it? I've had a glance at the papers. I don't think she's in jeopardy.
Hmm. She won't get a prison sentence.
Oh, goodness, no.
Judge, there is the previous conviction.
What? Done it before? I thought she was of good character.
I have a copy somewhere.
You really ought to have told me, Longfellow.
Sorry, Judge. It was for shoplifting.
Now, let me see.
She stole a bottle of whiskey.
3 months imprisonment, suspended for 2 years.
Well, that's a bit steep for a first offence. Have a drink problem, does she?
Oh, I don't think so, Judge. And this offence was committed only 3 weeks before the period of suspension was due to expire.
I see.
3 weeks later, and she wouldn't be in breach.
Yes, quite.
although they are both for dishonesty, the nature of the offences was very different.
And you want to know whether she'll go to prison?
Yes, John.
Well, all I'm prepared to say is that I won't activate the suspended sentence. Does she have the means to pay a fine?
She has no apparent means of income apart from selling farm produce, eggs, a few chickens.
Social security?
And says she's not claiming any.
Well, I'll have to think of something. Yeah, but no, I don't intend to activate the suspended sentence.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so, do you think we can expect an early day?
I think so, John.
Excellent. It's a perfect day for the races.
What happened?
All I can say is that I think it unlikely that the court will activate the suspended sentence.
I see. Well, I'd better plead guilty then, hadn't I?
Well, if I may say so, I think you're very wise.
So what do we do now?
When the clerk of the court asks you whether you plead guilty or not guilty, you say guilty. Then you sit down and I address the court on your behalf as to sentence.
I see.
Now, I'd better take some notes on mitigation.
What's that?
Your personal circumstances, the baby, your income. Something about why you did it.
But I didn't do it.
But you just said you're guilty.
Oh, plead guilty. It's better to plead guilty, that's what you said. But I didn't do it, honest.
Miss Erdingley, you have told me that you wish to plead guilty, and I have told you that you would only plead guilty if you did it. I can't let you plead guilty if you persist in telling me that you're not guilty.
But I'm not guilty. I just want to get it over with.
Look, you know you're guilty, and I know you're guilty. The only question which remains is whether or not we are going to have to go through the charade of a trial in order for the jury to decide that you're guilty.
Sorry.
What I mean is this. I thought that you were telling me you were guilty.
No. You were advising me, and I thought I'd better agree. You're the expert.
Answer me simply and honestly. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
I see.
So what happens now?
Well, I suppose you've got to fight it.
What do you mean?
If you're not guilty, you have to plead not guilty. I'll do the best I can. That's all I can do.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Yes, my lord.
Mr. Bargate.
My lord.
You appear on behalf of the defendant.
Yes, my lord.
Does the defendant's plea accord with your instructions?
Yes, my lord. Really?
Very well. I suppose we'd better have a jury, then.
My God, Bargate. Right waste of time, this.
It is a bit.
Oh, I turned down a 3-day fraud so that I could take this and get away by lunchtime. The judge is hopping mad. Pity your client when he gets to sentence.
Well, at least he won't send her inside.
How do you know? All that the old beak has said is that he won't activate the suspended sentence.
He won't send her inside.
Breach of trust? Anyway, don't drag it out.
No, of course not. 3 questions of each witness. My speech will last 10 minutes. The judge, what, 20 at the most? Plenty of time to get the jury out.
I'll only be 2 minutes. I must say she looks a pathetic creature. Not one of God's brightest, is she?
She's all right. Little simple, perhaps.
Still, not my worry, is it?
Quite.
Members of the jury, the prosecution have one piece of evidence to put before you. It is not only uncorroborated, but, I suggest, unreliable and wholly insufficient. It is a statement bearing the defendant's signature, and that is all. Signed in the middle of the night by a woman nursing a crying baby in her arms and bearing no resemblance to the truth. Members of the jury, you have heard the evidence. How tempting it must have been for her to put her signature to that piece of paper, knowing it would get her and her baby out of the circumstances in which she found herself, hoping that everything else could be sorted out later. This is where it has landed Miss Erdingley. Members of the jury, it is for you to sort it out. And there is, I suggest, only one way. In my submission, the only safe verdict is one of not guilty.
Well, old chap, win some, lose some.
Yes. It's all a bit of a game in the end, isn't it?
try not to think too much of the poor reprobate that's left behind in the cells awaiting a taxi ride to Her Majesty's Hotel.
An afternoon at the races would have been a great deal more entertaining.
Oh, I don't know. It had its moments. But how could he send her inside? That's what I want to know. The probation report was a good one. She'd been cooperative.
What was it he said? Probation officers, do-gooders, and other dubious members of our society.
There's no one to look after that poor child.
That's what some of these girls do, you know. They think they can get away with murder, provided they've got a baby to look after.
Really, Longfellow? You're getting a bit cynical, aren't you?
Professional hazard. No, the beak was right. She should have thought about the baby in the first place. Then perhaps it wouldn't have happened.
Yes. Well,
I want to lift back to Chambers.
Thanks.
Oh, it'll be 5 o'clock. Should be able to get a parking place by then.
In Just Another Case by Richard Dixon, Lisa Roe Beddoe played the girl, John Rye, her defense counsel, Eric Allen, the prosecuting counsel, and John Moffat, the judge. The police officer was played by Matthew Morgan, and the solicitor by John Church. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman.